are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we may be joined by our co-host Lolita today. We are going to have a great show today. On today's show, please don't forget to go to howpsychic.com and book your appointments before the end of the show, as we do have a new booking system on there with the button that says book now. We are also, as usual, running very good deals and specials on our show tonight. We have the half an hour, the hour, and a few other specials going on. We're going to go ahead and start bringing on our first callers of the evening momentarily. All right. Our first caller for today is coming from the area code 615. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Victoria, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Yes, Victoria.
Yes, I have a question about a man that I briefly met, and I get the feeling he's coming back in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also get the feeling he could be the one.
Okay, let's see here. What was his name? I didn't quite catch that.
His name?
Mm-hmm.
Brett?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I actually get a very good feeling from this one, and I would say that he is going to be returning back into your life on more of a full swing somewhere later on within this month. Let me pull up a timeline here for you. Okay. All right. The timeline on this appears to be, we're looking at the 12th and the 13th of this month. I'm seeing that the relationship with him will begin to develop again here pretty soon. And that timeline, I'm feeling the communication from him, we should be getting anywhere from the 8th and the 9th. So this coming Friday or Saturday. I feel that this person has made some strides, has made quite a bit of progress within themselves, and doesn't seem to be held back quite as much as they once were by their emotions. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck on this one, and it appears to be one that could very well be the one. All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Now we have an area code here for our next caller, whom I recognize this area code, so let me try and bring them on. We got the area code 443-204. We're going to bring you on air here, and you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and how we can help you today.
My name is Anne Marie, and I'm from Maryland, and thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Anne Marie and Maryland. How may we help you?
My whole situation is the question I'm asking about is for career and my job situation.
Mm-hmm.
For a job as an individual analysis, either in the government or in corporate America. And I was wondering if you see something that's going to be said.
Okay. I do see development there within your career and within your work. I'm feeling that this development is going to be coming in And a little bit over a week. We're looking at about a week and 4 days. Okay. I'm feeling that this is a new opportunity, a new position, a new job, in a new company altogether. And are you currently working with a company?
Recruiters with companies?
Yeah, because I'm seeing somebody or something that you're working with bringing in this new opportunity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be very good. In fact, it seems to be something to get you up a little bit higher on that bar. Okay. I'm sorry, you're breaking up on us a little too much right now.
I said thank you. You said a weekend of 4 days. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like about a week and 4 days from now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Okay. We are, let's see here. I'm going to move it right along. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 408. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. Thanks so much for taking my call. My name is Ola, and I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to know if it's a good idea to stay friends with Trevor, who I'm attracted to, but I'm thinking he might not be the right person for me.
Okay. I actually do not sense that it is a good idea to stay in communication with him. I don't like giving out bad news, as you can probably tell. No one really likes giving out the bad news,
right.
But sometimes it's necessary. I feel that he has a very chaotic energy about him, and he seems to be someone that's not going to be ready for a really good relationship anytime soon. And it seems to me that he has a lot of ongoing mental and emotional handicaps.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He seems to always allow his he always seems to allow his procrastination to get in the way. And I feel that he also doesn't really want anything that's going to be substantial at this time. He portrays it as such.
Yeah.
But I feel that it's really not that way. He's just looking for what's right for right now, rather than
right.
What's right for right, you know?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I called him on that, but he said he was looking for something serious. So thanks for confirming that.
Yeah, so. No problem.
Thank you so much.
I do see someone good coming into your life. Apparently it's going to be sometime at the end of this month or the beginning of next month. Okay.
Oh, cool.
But as far as right now, you don't even have to look because I don't really feel you want to or you're really looking per se. I feel that you're at a point where you're just kind of like, hey, if it comes along, it comes along, but I'm not going to go search for it. And it's
right.
Going to come along. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad. I'm going to keep that attitude.
Yeah.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Right.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Just for all of our callers and listeners out there today. Excuse me one second. Yep. For all of our callers and listeners out there today, please visit HowPsychic.com. We're running a lot of great specials. We even have a new booking feature that's available right from the homepage. So you can even book your sessions now prior to the time of payment. But we do prefer that you make your payment, then book your session. And we're running a lot of great deals. I'm going to go ahead and read off a couple of these good deals to you today in just one second. Then we'll be moving it right along to our next set of callers. All right. Our special for the 1 hour is at $19.95. We have the monthly subscription, which is 4 readings per month, and that is set to $31.95. That's a savings of 30% off. We also are running our 15-minute special for $10 right now, and we have a lot of other great things here. Just check them out. There is even a 30-minute for $17.95 if you want a private session that's going to be very thorough and covering many different areas of your life. Our next caller, we're going to move it right along now and take you in here. Our next caller is from area code 416. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Colleen. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. And
yeah.
My question is, I've been off and on with an ex for a few years. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen with that relationship.
Okay, let's see. All right, I need the ex's name, please.
Oh, Hakeem.
Okay. You know, as you have stated, it's been kind of off and on, a little bit of a struggle there, but I am seeing this working out. I'm feeling that there's greater strides and efforts on Hakeem's part coming up in as little as 7 to 8 days from now, okay?
Okay.
I'm feeling that this one, he seems to even come out and try and apologize for the way that his actions have been in the past couple of years. I feel that he's really going to start facing the facts that this is a relationship he wants. This is a relationship that he's unwilling to lose, and that he really recognizes that just to talk about creating this interest in the relationship, but also forming the actions as well as the words.
Okay.
So
I
think it's a good one, this one. The only thing I feel you need to do is to continue to be patient with him, as you have had really a lot of patience with him already. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say to try and state your mind, let him know, and don't beat around the bush.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We have one more caller right now. We're going to move it right along here. And our next caller of the day is coming from the area code 323. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sophia. Calling
yes,
from California.
Hello.
Hi. There is an A initial in my life, a man, and I want you to give me a little outline of our connection.
Okay. All right. I am seeing here. Yes, this is a good connection. This is a connection that I feel has actually been driven into your life through spiritual means. Okay? I'm sensing that this individual, how did you meet, per se? Because I feel like your meeting was even by accident.
It was, it was through a friend, and it was kind of unexpected, just under the, well, the connection to me was unexpected.
Okay. Because I'm seeing that this happened for a reason. And I'm feeling like it was by accident for some reason, but this was definitely a good thing. I'm feeling that this is the very person that you're going to marry, and this is the very person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And that's
not something
that I... How come
he's being chicken about it right now? How come he's being chicken?
It's the nervousness, and it's a bit of fear, okay? It's because they're afraid, not so much as being tied down or, you know, being committed. It's the fear of not having things work out.
Okay. Is he going to pursue me? Because right now it seems like nothing has really been spoken. It's all on this energetic, intuitive, kind of a knowingness thing, but no one has said anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, he will pursue, okay, and he will come forward. That should be sometime, okay, yeah, I'm getting 3 weeks on that one.
Okay. Okay. I will, I've been doing my work and not pushing anything, just allowing God. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
in. Night. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. All right, people, just give me 1 second here. And we're going to see whom else we're going to bring on air today. Please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code. Oh, username. Okay. I'm going to go ahead here. Our next caller today is Tristan Bishop 2. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question.
Hi, my name is Tristan. I'm calling from Florida. And my question is about a certain person I'm interested in, and I want to know if it's really reciprocated. It's an online thing.
Okay, let's see here. Ooh. Okay. I don't mean to alarm you, hon. But I feel like they have an interest. It's just not a very good person that you're talking to. They're the type of person where you really don't know them until you're physically around them and you're around them a lot. They seem to be nice and very kind and understanding on the surface, but they're really not anything good underneath.
Okay.
Now, I feel that there's just something about them that sits uneasy with me. I'm feeling they haven't asked you for any funding that I can see or anything that would be required of financial. So I don't see like anything scammy about them, but I definitely get the message that you need to be careful around them.
Okay. I actually have had a couple people. That's funny that you mention it. Through online dating, ask me for money, and I'm like, no. That was really That was really strange. But this one's different. He's like, I would say, a harder nut to crack, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's nice, and then sometimes he's, like, distant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, I called in, so can you see me on there as the Skype caller?
I'm sorry, I see you as Tristan Bishop, too.
Right, but do you see my picture? Does it come up?
Oh, no, I'm not on Skype right now.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if it comes up or whatever. Anyways, I am by no means a fat person, and I don't mean it disrespectfully to anyone who is large.
Understandable.
This person told me I needed to exercise so that I could look like I was 18 years old again. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Honey, you need to run the other way with this one.
Yeah, I mean, that was like so completely disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely bipolarism that I'm picking up on.
Okay, so he's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Okay, well, I guess that kind of answered that. Do you see anybody good coming?
I do see you meeting some good people online. They're not all bad on there, and I do see you making a couple good opportunities on there, but your best bet is going to be coming through meeting people in person type situation. Okay?
Okay.
Online dating is not so much the way to go anymore.
Yeah, it sure isn't seeming that way.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day. But for you in particular, I would suggest going online and booking a private session with me, because I kind of feel like something's blocking you, and I don't know what it is. But it's taken you quite some time to even find the opportunities you have, and they're nothing that you've had so far have been good.
Well, that's for sure. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. We have our next caller here who is coming under username Eleanor99. Hello, Eleanor. Where are you calling from? And may we have your question, please?
Hi, Adam. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York. And
yeah.
My question is just for general reading, general...
Okay. Well, I do need a specific question. We only go by this specific questions here on the show.
Okay. Some insight regarding my career and finances, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't even have to take a moment for this. It seems to me that... Are you having some... I wouldn't say chaotic activity going on at work, but I definitely see a level of stress at work. Like, there's a lot of tension there. And I'm feeling that I see you progressing, and I see you definitely succeeding within this year tremendously within your work and within your field. But I'm also seeing you wanting to switch your field into something a little bit different, maybe a little... it's sort of like you're going to be doing similar work, but you're not doing the same career path.
Mm. Well, I'm not currently working. I'm trying to put things together to be able to have an income. So
okay. And what happened to the last job you had? Was there something that went horribly wrong there? Because I'm getting like there's a lot of tension around you from a work-type situation.
Yes. I worked for somebody for about a year, but it was only part-time because it's very hard to find full-time work. And it got to the point where I just couldn't stand being around her, and I left abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that energy seems to still be somewhat attached to you. What have you done to try and cleanse that away, hon?
I actually thought I hadn't done anything specific to cleanse that away. I just do prayer and meditation to look forward. I didn't do anything to cleanse from the past.
Okay. Because all the opportunities to move forward are like right there waiting at the door, and they're not able to come through yet. I suggest that you do a simple cleansing on yourself, meditation cleansing, something to that effect, to really bring that bad stuff away and bring in the good. Okay? I do see the good there. I do see that the job is coming up within this month. We're looking here now in about two weeks. Yes, that's what I'm getting, 2 weeks. And that's when the new opportunity is arriving, if not beforehand. But you need to cleanse that negative energy away so it can arrive on time and it can get here faster.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Eleanor, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we're going to our next caller here. Her name is Mary Lou Who on the queue. Hello, Mary Lou Who.
Hi.
Who? Sorry. Please state where you're calling from and your question.
I'm in New Orleans. And
ooh, wonderful.
I'd love to always just ask anything from Spirit. Do I have to be more specific than that?
Okay. Well, no. Actually, it's great to just, and we get callers that are asking for messages from Spirit here. You're doing good with your spiritual developments, and that's the message coming through. You're on track with that. It also seems to me that are you looking to be able to get something done by the end of this week? Because they're telling me whatever you're working on and you're trying to get done by the end of this week, you're going to succeed.
I'm hoping to get it done before morning.
Okay, well, they're saying you're going to succeed, you're going to succeed, you're going to succeed.
I'm looking to get something done by the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay, they're telling me that you're going to succeed with that as well. But they said you can't keep procrastinating. I mean, you're missing a couple things here and there, but do what you can now, and when you do that, what else you need will come in.
Yeah, I don't know how much more I can not procrastinate because I do have to sleep at night.
Well, I mean, obviously, we don't want you working 24/7, hon, but I'm feeling like, is there like parts of it that you're procrastinating with while you're doing the other parts?
I was procrastinating for years, but right now the pedal to the metal.
And okay. Well, they said that you're going to succeed, and that's what they're trying to bring through. So whatever you're doing now, you're doing something right. Okay.
Yay.
Yay. All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in, and many blessings to you on that journey.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. Please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And go ahead and book your sessions, your appointments. Check out our great deals. Take advantage of them. They're on site. We should have those running for the next few days. If you want to take advantage of them before the end of the week, that's fine. And it looks like we have nobody else in the chat room right now. And we have just a few people on the queue for our callers. We've already taken them both. And something about asking when to... Okay, I'm reading a little bit here about the postings in the chat room. And, yeah, that was a very unusual situation. Well, that individual to say that. But we do have a lot of psychos out there. We just have to be careful whom we're dealing with in life, because a lot of times we'll be in the light and we'll try and stay in the light, and we're not seeing anything going forward because we get a lot of people that want to suck that energy from us, that are that psychic vampire. And when we stay in that light and, you know, we kind of sit back and we try and do our best to stay in that light and to manifest the good into our lives, and can be set back by allowing people that are naturally attracted to that and to that light to suck the energy out of it. It can be stopped. We can stop it by our choice to say, no, we're not going to accept this. We're not going to allow people to feed off of our energy. Because if we do, it just stops our progress and it stops our ability to continue to manifest that positive energy or manifest that opportunity we need for the new job or the new car or even the new relationship. It is when we finally stand up for ourselves and we no longer allow that to happen that we get that of which we need. So it's out there, and it's just called universal knowledge. We all have it, and none of us are any smarter or dumber than anyone else out there in the world. It's what we do and what effort we put into our thinking process that brings us to this point of understanding. Remember, separation is only an illusion, and separation exists because, one, it is a necessary tool, and two, because it is believed to exist. When we recognize that we are no better or worse than anybody else out in the world, we recognize that we cannot allow ourselves to be too affected by the conditions of others that do not do anything to help themselves. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to go ahead and call it a short night, as we do not have a lot of callers in the queue, and this was kind of a postponed show. It's not our prime time here on Psychic Talk Radio. So we'll probably have another show throughout the week, and then we'll have one on coming Saturday, which will be good, and we'll have plenty of callers on Saturday, as we always do. So namaste, many blessings, and good night.